This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Indian armed forces thwarted all attempts by Pakistan to target northern and western cities using drones and missiles last night. Pakistan troops also resorted to numerous ceasefire violations along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir. The Indian Army asserted that it remains committed to safeguarding the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the nation. It said that all nefarious designs will be responded with force. According to the headquarters' integrated defence staff, Pakistan also attempted to target military stations in Jammu, Pathankot, Udhampur and locations near the international border. However, the Indian Armed Forces successfully neutralised the attack and no loss of life has been reported. Our correspondent has filed this report.
8 missiles from Pakistan were directed at Satwari, Samba, Arespura and Arnia of Jammu and Kashmir. The sources added that the visuals over Jammu remind of exactly Hamas-style attack on Israel. They said Pakistan army is operating and behaving like the terror organization Hamas. The defense ministry rejected the reports claiming a suicide attack by terrorists at Pathankot and Rajouri. Meanwhile, border security force also foiled a major infiltration attempt at international boundary in Jammu and Kashmir Samba district last night. Pallavi Parmar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Punjab, armed forces have thwarted multiple attempts by Pakistan to target some locations including Pathankot, Jalandhar, Amritsar and Bhatinda last night. Amid escalating tensions, Home Minister Amit Shah spoke with the Director General of Border Security Force to take stock of the border situation. He also spoke with the Director General of CISF regarding airport security. Authorities have ordered the closure of airports in Kishangarh, Buntar and Ludhiana. Flight operations had already been suspended at several key airports across Rajasthan, Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir, Chandigarh and Himachal Pradesh as a precautionary measure to ensure civilian safety. Meanwhile, the Civil Aviation Ministry has dismissed media reports claiming that airports across the country have been closed, calling them incorrect. Delhi airport operations will remain normal. However, some flight schedules may be impacted due to evolving airspace conditions and heightened security measures. In an advisory issued today, Delhi Airport Authority has advised the passengers to cooperate with security and airline staff for smooth facilitation. It also urged everyone to rely on official sources for information and avoid relying on or circulating unverified content. In the wake of the prevailing situation, Indian Railways has planned to run special trains from Jammu and Udhampur towards New Delhi. The train having 12 unreserved and 12 reserved coaches was scheduled at 10:45 a.m. from Jammu. Another 20-coach Vande Bharat will run at 12:45 p.m. from Udhampur via Jammu and Pathankot. While another fully reserved special train has been planned from Jammu at 7 p.m., India and Chile have signed the Terms of Reference, TOR, for a Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA, marking a significant advancement in their bilateral trade relations. The mutually agreed TOR was signed yesterday by Ambassador of Chile in India, Juan Angulo, and Joint Secretary, Department of Commerce, Vimal Anand. American prelate Robert Francis Prevost has been elected the new pope, becoming the first American pontiff in the history of the Catholic Church. He will take the pontifical name of Pope Leo XIV. Sri Lanka's cabinet spokesperson, Minister Dr. Nalinda Jayatisa, has said that the Sri Lankan government will not allow anyone to use Sri Lanka's airspace or territory to attack another nation. He said this on the stance of the government pertaining to India-Pakistan tensions during the weekly cabinet briefing yesterday. Minister Jayatisa added that Sri Lanka will always reject all forms of terrorism and stand for regional peace. The IPL match between Punjab Kings and Delhi Capitals at the Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium in Dharamshala was called off yesterday evening as a precautionary measure. Punjab Kings were 122-1 in 10.1 overs when stadium's floodlights were turned off. Today, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Lucknow at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.